Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I am Ross Bolin here with Dan Regester.
Hey, man.
And
it's good to be back.
Dylan Shivery.
Hey, Billy boy.
Fresh back from the city of Chi.
Chi-town.
Chi-rack.
The city of the bean. We had a good time.
As much as I'd love to talk about your trip.
Yeah.
This is a sports podcast.
Right, sure.
And you didn't play any sports. You did go to Wrigley.
I did spectate. Yeah, I went to Wrigley Field.
You watched a meaningless Cubs game.
It was awesome.
But they won. Put up quite a few runs, I saw.
9-0, I believe.
Very jealous of that. The rest of the trip I could do without, but the Wrigley part.
Wrigley was cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
A very under-the-radar Cubs team this year, which is weird since they just won a World Series.
I think that's why.
They kind of sputtered out of the gate a little bit.
I don't think a team has even made the playoffs after winning the World Series in X amount of years or something. It's been a little while. Like, typically that doesn't happen.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it's weird. Wow. I didn't know that, but it is
bizarre.
A thing. Yeah. Let's start off with a somber topic real quick.
Sure.
We're a sports podcast, but we also talk a lot about gambling, sports betting. We're fans of the sports book. Even Dylan, who is a pussy boy, I think would say he's a fan of the sports book.
But he's also a fan of the city since he's been there.
And
about
he's a big Vegas guy.
Times, yeah.
Vegas is near and dear to my heart. That's
big Vegas
true.
Guy. And there was obviously a tragedy that occurred last night, Sunday night, at a psycho in the which hotel? Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay.
Like 37 floors up.
Knocked a window out.
Knocked a window out and just took a bunch of pop shots at people at a Jason Aldean concert, killed 50 people. There's like 400 people hospitalized.
So far reported. Yeah.
Sadly, that number probably will keep going.
I mean,
it's gonna go up.
Yeah. What a fucking...
It's an awful, awful... This is the worst mass shooting in
U.S. history.
Like a 64-year-old white dude, no criminal record, just kind of...
He had like 10 rifles.
Just
lost his marbles somewhere along the way. This is an absolute tragedy.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to get too far into it. Just want to say we're thinking about Vegas. You know, it's just another reminder that there's sick people out there, and you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Hug your fam, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Appreciate life.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that. College football. Overall thoughts on the weekend. What did you think, Dan? Did you enjoy it?
Other than going 2-6 this week, yeah, I did. Granted, like, this was obviously a public weekend. If you bet all favorites, you pretty much cleaned up. Like,
nothing worse.
Nothing worse
than a public weekend.
I mean, Vegas had a really bad weekend, all things considered. But, if you laid the points and you went favorites, you pretty much won this weekend. Like, Bama won by about 100, which is...
Games that surprised you?
None. Really? I mean,
dude, Mississippi State Auburn was very surprising to me. That was a thorough ass kicking.
Mississippi State's just not good.
I really enjoyed the Washington State USC game.
Did you?
Yeah.
I did too.
I'm a big fan of the Pirate, and that was
very close game.
That game was on Friday. We actually watched some of that.
Very fun game.
Didn't get a chance to watch a whole lot on Saturday because we were very busy. So that one stuck out to me. Big Pirate guy.
One of my few wins.
Everybody knows that about
you. I took the money line. So that was good. That actually helped me break even on the weekend, even though I went 2-6.
Good for you.
I mean, I was going live bullets all weekend too, just to like salvage everything. I was just fading my own picks.
Taking live bets.
Let's see what else.
Bad time to use live bullets.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
But Clemson looks scary. It's going to be Clemson, Alabama, round 3, national championship. Like that's just where we're headed.
That is a little disheartening, especially because in my favorite sport,
basketball.
We just had Cavs Warriors round 3. Can we get some parity up in here? For the love of God.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game.
Texas handled Iowa State pretty easily.
That was an ugly game.
That was one of the worst offensive
trash.
Games I have seen
but
on
they
both
were,
sides of the ball.
But they were never they were in charge of the ugly game
the
whole time.
The defense, the Texas defense is for real. Like obviously the first game against Maryland, it was terrible, but then they figured
they rebounded
out.
Rebounded quite well.
Iowa State puts up points.
I know
they have
good
offense this year.
I know.
So that's got to be encouraging.
But
Texas
runs
fan.
What is basically a high school offense. It's very weak, very sad, very pathetic.
I'm very familiar with watching a football team run a high school offense until this week.
You know, we've given a lot of play to Texas and Texas State, your alma maters.
We have. But we no course. Talk of your Knights.
But we have not talked about my Knights. We're now a top 25 program in the country.
Whoa.
And one of three teams in the country that are ranked top 10 in both offense and defense with Alabama and Washington.
They pounded Memphis.
Destroyed them.
40-13.
And yet I still, I have faith in Scott Frost. I mean, I've pretty much accepted he's going to leave after this year.
Why? Why even be thinking about that?
How long ago did y'all have that winless season? Or you won like
2 years ago.
Wow.
So that was George O'Leary's
turnaround.
That's a huge turnaround.
That was George O'Leary's last season. He kind of just like packed things up and didn't really want to coach and be there. We weren't an 0-12 program. The year before we were 9-4. Mm-hmm. So we had the talent was there. It was just O'Leary just kind of gave up. Scott Frost came in last year, implemented his offense. Wasn't so hot because we started Mackenzie Milton, who was a true freshman last year. Went 6-7, made a bowl, but we lost to Arkansas State. Now this year, offense is in full swing. Defense is still there. And, yeah, things are looking up for us. But
Did I hear you say that
Scott Frost is pretty much gone.
That y'all are now the second biggest school in the country?
We have been, yeah. I think Arizona State's one.
Well, I thought Ohio State was one.
It's usually Ohio State, Penn State, Arizona State, and UCF. They're all way up there.
We're all like 60,000.
Holy crap.
Texas is usually top 10.
A lot of people need a mediocre college academic-wise
Dan,
to go to.
You know what
Florida.
Sucks about being a fan of a school like you?
Being
UCF.
A stepping stone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you get some success. It's like, oh, your coach, it's now time for him to go.
Everybody gets
and
hired
that sucks.
Away from your school.
It's not a destination
program. A good young coach. But, like, right. If you have success with, like, an older guy like O'Leary, he wasn't going to go anywhere. It was like...
But you said it perfectly. It's a stepping stone.
We're
school.
A stepping stone for
and
like
that sucks.
Because here's the thing: the Nebraska job's going to open up because the Nebraska AD got fired. Mike Riley's kind of just like, just waiting to get his papers. And Scott Frost, national championship winning quarterback at Nebraska, it's probably his dream job. If that opens up, they're going to no doubt hire him. He'll take that job.
What do you do if you're a school that is a stepping stone school at the time? Like, I mean, is there a point that you get to where that is no longer the case?
That can happen.
Well,
is it just
we're
a
gonna have to,
I'm trying to think of an example of that happening.
Because is it the majority of the reason you become a stepping stone school is the lack of like
here's the thing. We're,
history and tradition. Right?
We don't have the history. We don't have the tradition. We don't have the I mean, we have the resources. We have plenty of money. We have some of the best facilities in college football if you look at it. I mean, not our stadium, but like our like our practice. I mean, the bounce house only holds 45,000 people, and we can barely fill it. So
called
like,
the bounce house.
Well, it's also it's called the bounce house because it's an aluminum. It's full of aluminum bleachers that aren't really supported by concrete. So when you jump, the stadium actually moves.
Oh, that sounds safe.
Maybe a program like I don't think Louisville is quite there, but they come to mind as a program that's like been on the up. And maybe was at one point a stepping stone school, but you could
recruit and get kids there.
Yeah, something like that maybe. I don't know.
According to Wikipedia, Central Florida is the highest enrollment of any school in the country.
Oh, so we're one
followed
now.
By and that's for the last 2 years actually.
Well, I believe 15, number one 16, is actually 16, 16, University 17. Of Phoenix online.
Perhaps followed by A&M, Ohio State, Florida International, University of Florida, Arizona State, University of Minnesota, UT. Michigan State and Indiana.
People
State,
like going to college
Indiana
in
University.
Florida, man.
Yeah. I mean, but we're making the right moves because if you ask, I mean, a few years ago, FSU was practicing at UCF's like practice facility before I think the Champs Sports Bowl or something, and they're just like, damn, this is like the nicest thing we've ever like practiced in. It's better than all the facilities in Tallahassee. So like, we're gonna get those 2 and 3 stars that just kind of slipped through the cracks in Florida. But in order for us to be a big time program, we're going to have to move to a Power 5 conference. Like being in the American kind of sucks.
Sure.
Because we're technically.
So that's the next step.
That's the next step.
For,
getting
for
an
your
invite.
Stepping stone school is to get into a conference that's more respectable.
And it's going
to
be hard because like if we go to we're not going to get into the ACC because Miami and Florida State are going to block that. Like if you
because they don't want another Florida school.
Yeah, if you have competition in your state, you don't want them in your conference. So I guess like our best chance of being in a Power 5 conference is probably the Big 12, and I don't know if that's happening anytime soon.
Well, I'll say this: it's better to be a stepping stone school than to just be a nobody. Because at least you're emotionally invested in this season and have something to be excited about. Versus like just to throw my alma mater back under the bus. Texas State got pounded 45-10 by Wyoming. Their social media intern was putting up photos from the wrong game,
the week
from
before,
the game we played at Boulder.
Shut up.
To promote a loss. And
the guy was missing a tackle.
It was a photo of a man, a Texas State player missing a tackle on a Boulder player.
Was he just trolling? What was he doing?
No, it just that's how bad the program is, dude. They just got some fucking liberal arts student in there just tossing up picks from the week before.
I will say that I went to the Texas State UTSA game. Was that last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. And they filled that place out.
It was rocking. The biggest game of the year for them.
Well, they made it happen for that one game.
And they got the shit kicked out
of them. And the three guys next to me got so drunk that they had to be escorted out by police. They were like, it was...
Well, we can do that. We can drink, but we can't do shit else. And that's the, you got the best possible version of that school's football program. Right. Anyway, enough
see,
of that.
See, we're trying, though, at UCF. Like, we're putting in... we have those cabanas now at the end zones that you can buy. We have a beach in the stadium. We have beach seats. And we're getting a lazy river around the stadium, so...
What?
Yeah. Just try.
I'm
just
a
trying.
Big lazy river guy. Huge fan of the lazy river.
That's peak living is when you find
a
lazy river.
Laying in a tube, drinking a highly alcohol content beverage.
So yeah, if you're like a Florida recruit listening to this
smoking
right now.
Smoking a cigarette, you kick kids, kick little kids as you float by them.
Sure, yeah.
UCF might be the place to go if you're in the lazy rivers.
Yeah. Good for the Knights.
Let's see, what else happened this week?
The AP poll as it stands now is Bama, Clemson, OU, Penn State, Georgia, Washington, this is an interesting one. Michigan. Thank you for that spelling. TCU, Wisconsin, Ohio State.
All right, so Georgia.
Dude, that was a statement.
Georgia's good. Kirby Smart is essentially building Alabama light with over there in Athens, where you have a comparable quarterback, like somebody that just gets the job done.
I don't think comparable is the word you're looking for.
Like a, I don't know, like
serviceable.
Serviceable. There we go. Yeah. Serviceable quarterback, a stable running backs, and a just vaunting defense.
Yeah, giving up 0 points is apparently good.
Butch Jones. Who gets fired first, Butch Jones or Ed Orgeron? Buyouts.
Jones.
Probably Butch Jones.
The buyouts are
but
both
they're both going
to
get fired.
Yeah.
You can't hold on to.
I think Orgeron's buyout's like $12 million.
Dude, do
you
see
how he finessed
that
deal.
What is LSU's record right now?
Who cares? They just lost
they just
at
lost
home
to
Troy.
But he's gone.
I missed that.
I think he might last the
season.
Dude.
It's like the most humiliating thing I've ever seen.
What was the score?
They had Troy players on the sidelines firing up double birds at in Death Valley at the LSU crowd, grabbing their dicks, like shooting double birds. It's I put up a video on.
LSU is 3-2, by the way.
The Total Frat Move Instagram, we put up a video of a Troy player grabbing his dick, shooting double birds at the crowd. I mean, he'll probably get suspended.
That's just not something you want to do.
I disagree. I think that's worth the suspension in this. He's not going to do anything bigger than this year.
No, that was that was their national championship.
He'll never do anything bigger than that in his whole life, probably.
This is Orgeron's second year?
First year. Last year he was an interim coach. And that's what he is. He's an interim, rah-rah guy that gets people pumped up, when you're kind of, dead in the water during the season, but he's not a full-time coach. When he was at Ole Miss.
Not.
What was his record at Ole Miss, Mike? If you look it up, maybe, he had 3 or 4 wins.
You can't lose to Troy, man.
You can't. But I don't know who finessed his deal, but he has a $12 million buyout. And this is Orgeron's dream job, LSU. They could have offered him no buyout, and he would have took it. I don't know how, who the AD is at LSU
now. He has a leash, though. Like you said, this is his first actual year coaching. I know he was interim, but
dude.
He's got time to figure it out.
I don't think he does.
He's in no danger of being fired this year. No
Ed Orgeron's career record is 25-31.
Okay, that includes him as an interim, though, right? At USC?
Probably so.
You may be right. I don't know if he really does have a chance, if he's legit going to be. But people think he's going to legit be fired this year based on that game alone.
In college, it's usually a 3 years because you got to have a chance to get some of your players in there.
But he's got some of the highest paid coordinators in all of football, too.
It's still a 3-year thing for...
I don't know if Orgeron's got that leash though. LSU, they're pretty quick now, especially after Miles. But Butch Jones is definitely gone. I wouldn't be surprised if it's this week because they have a bye. Kind of getting an interim guy in there, give him an extra week or so. But his buyout is close to, I think, after everything's said and done, $10 million. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
He was giving out donuts before the game. He just had a box of Dunkin' Donuts, just going to the fans and just trying to
Ed?
No, Butch Jones.
Oh. God. Pathetic.
I love how there's a note up there that says, whole squad took Mississippi State against Auburn, and they lost 49-10.
We did all. But speaking of which, Will DeFries, the rest of us didn't do too well. Dylan went
5-3.
Noted
soccer guy Will DeFries just
7-1
against
Browns picks.
I told you
because it was a public week.
It was a public week. He went public.
And if anything confirms that, it's Will DeFries going 7-1 on his picks.
Hey, I finished in the
5-3.
Yeah, I finished.
That's
in the
good.
Black
That's
there.
Hey, 5-3 is great.
I'll take it, man.
I want to give a shout out to my buddy Jeff over at Golf Channel, who told me lock it in, lock of the week. I think he put like $1,500 on Maryland to lose, to not cover against Minnesota. He had Minnesota minus like 13, and Maryland won outright with the third string quarterback.
Wow.
So shouts to my buddy Jeff.
Shouts to Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
I hope you're doing all right.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, why don't you do us a favor and check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com.
Yeah, go spend your winnings there.
Yeah, you should use your winnings on manoutfitters.com using the code BACKDOOR. We'll give you 10% off your entire order, Jeff, just for you. BACKDOOR.
He just lost, though. He just lost $1,500.
Oh.
Hey, Jeff. Took Minnesota. Make yourself feel better by going to manoutfitters.com.
Hey, Jeff, call your bookie and tell him to spend his money at manoutfitters.com. Your ex money.
Man Outfitters is a big part of what we do here at Grand X. We curate the best menswear and accessories from the best brands to make a shopping experience for you that's easier than just wandering into a mall or hitting some big-ass website that has 40,000 products on it. We've got the best stuff already picked out for you so that it's easier. Again, the code that you can use at checkout is BACKDOOR. You'll get 10% off your whole order. We got great fall stuff in right now. Patagonia fleeces and sweatshirts. They look good. They feel good. Vineyard Vines outerwear and button-downs. Arc'teryx jackets. If you want to get fucking fly on everybody. Dylan, you don't know anything about that life.
No, I sure don't.
True Grit fleece. So soft.
My product of the week is a Patagonia sweatshirt.
Which one?
Any of them. They have many, many kinds.
What about the vest? It is Han Solo season.
That's my product of the week. They're awesome. I love it. Fits well. It's soft. The color's great. It's sharp looking. You can it's casual. You can kinda get away with wearing it out to the bars too. It's killer.
My product of the week is gonna be these Grid 9000 HT Jersey sneaker shoes by Saucony.
Whoa.
Saucony. Saucony? Whoa. Saucony. Whatever.
You know your boy's in those right now. Those, but
no,
Saucony.
Not those exact ones. But listen, this is the great thing about these shoes.
Damn, those have some wear and tear too.
Yeah, I've been wearing these.
These motherfuckers are $68.
Right.
Most shoes are expensive. They're over like $100. If you want to get like some Adidas or some Nikes, you're going to pay over $100. These are badass. They look great. They kind of vibe with the style that's hot right now. Check them out on manoutfitters.com. Use the code BACKDOOR. Get 10% off your entire order. All right, we're going to take a break real quick. We'll be back to talk NFL. Huge week thus far. Then we got baseball. The playoffs are coming. And then we'll wrap it up. But be back in a minute.
Hey, this is Dave, and I am with the Dudes Doing Business podcast. We are a business lifestyle podcast for you kids who are about to graduate and anybody who's even, you know, a few years out of school, or maybe you're like a 45-year-old man or woman. We're for you, too.
Anybody that's trying to figure out how to navigate their professional career. We do hotline calls from listeners, and we try to be as insightful as possible while keeping it fun and lighthearted.
Yeah, the kids love us.
The occasional 90s grunge era skateboard banter as well.
Yeah, we might talk grunge. We might talk, you know, pop punk. We might talk, old anything, vintage business. Nothing's off limits. We're here for you. If you got questions, we take emails. We got a hotline, like Madison said. Just give us a chance to earn your business. That's all we ask for. Find us again. It's at Dudes Doing Biz on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe, Dudes Doing Business. Thanks.
All right, we are back. Let's talk about NFL. The biggest games of this weekend from the ones that were best and most important. Let's start with Rams-Cowboys. Yeah. Rams beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, I watched this one.
Rams are legit, it appears.
Yeah, I keep waiting for them to show that they're not legit, but they refuse.
I guess McVay's a hell of a coach.
I guess.
31-year-old.
He's a child.
Barely has hair on his peaches.
No, he's not 31. He's like 33.
Coaching his dick off.
No, really?
Sean McVay is 31.
He's out there coaching his 31-year-old dick off. Yeah, he's 31.
He's what, a year older than you?
Just coaching his cock off. Yeah, 1986. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Good for him. And good for Jared Goff.
Dude.
My boy.
Yeah, I tweeted this yesterday. Like, huge win for us in small hand nation. Having Jared Goff just tear it up.
Are his hands that small?
He's got small hands. So he's kind of like our hero.
Small hands.
He's not the hero we want, but he's the hero we have.
Connie's. That's Austin Powers.
So Gurley is a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love TG too.
That guy's a monster.
I gotta say this though. Those mismatching Ram helmet and uniforms.
Not good.
They need to fix that.
Not good. Nothing about that in any way, shape, or form worked out. I don't know what they're doing there.
No, you can't.
Why?
As a Cowboys fan, you can't be happy losing to a team that looked like that.
Their color rush jerseys were dope though.
Those were cool as shit. These the ones they wore on Sunday though were a disaster.
Yeah, so that game didn't go so well for your boy.
It did not. It did not go well for you.
It's always good to see the Cowboys lose.
But the Rams are a good team.
I got to say, watching Cowboys and the Pats lose in the same week is just orgasmic.
Hey, this was a big weekend for you, and your team just destroyed.
It was, but let's talk Panthers-Pats first.
My off-the-cuff Super Bowl pick at the beginning of the season that we just randomly took.
Panthers?
Panthers, and it's looking okay.
Okay, well, it looked like shit until
this
week.
It wasn't looking good until...
They looked fucking awful before this week. Yeah, no, Cam finally came out. I don't know what the huge... This is why the NFL is so insane to me and so hard to pick. Because week to week, so much changes, it's just...
Right, that's why I'm staying away from it. Even though, like, I texted you Sunday morning, I'm just like, I really like Bills +8.
True.
And straight up, probably should have took the money line.
Yeah, Bills beat the Falcons. Another crazy one. Didn't see that coming.
Mm. Are the Bills good? I think they're good
enough. They are. I think they're much better than people are willing to give them credit for.
Which is weird because originally they were trying to tank. They got rid of Sammy Watkins. They traded Darby to us. They were just trying to like get rid of players. And then like Tyrod Taylor and LeSean McCoy are like, no, we're just going to keep winning games.
I can't believe their quarterback's Tyrod Taylor.
And he's good.
To be fair, the Falcons had no receivers. Julio and Sanu went out. Who are you throwing the ball to there? I don't know.
Are the Patriots in trouble?
The Patriots are never in trouble, as we all know.
I know.
Reacting to a Patriots loss is silly. They could lose 6 games, and I'd still think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
They'll be there at the end. Don't worry about it.
And their defense has looked
bad.
Quite questionable.
Yeah.
Is all I'll say. The Texans, however, I would say.
A 57 burger.
I will call this the biggest win in franchise history.
Well, that's.
And here's why. It's not just about the fact that we beat an in-division rival soundly by putting 57 up on the Titans, most points in franchise history. It was more than anything, it solidified that Deshaun Watson is the real deal. Like, yep. I don't think you can ask any more questions about that or like, oh, we still got to wait and see some more. No, this was it for me. Like, 5 touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown, 4 passing touchdowns.
Tied the rookie record.
How good does it feel for you knowing that it looks like your Texans, who have been searching for one for a very long time now, have possibly found their franchise quarterback.
They've been searching for one since 15 years.
Since, I guess,
Since
they drafted David Carr, number one overall.
Yes. And, I mean, look, I don't want to take away from, like, the 2 good years Schaub had, but at no point during those 2 years were we like, damn, Matt Schaub is a fucking star.
Right.
Even if he made the Pro Bowl or whatever. It was Matt Schaub.
I got to tell you, it's a good feeling.
Dude.
Like, I had McNabb for a decade, and that was awesome.
This was the best I've ever felt watching a sporting event ever. Because I was just like, oh my God, we get to watch this guy for like what? Like 7 years probably, hopefully? 8-9 years?
It just changes the culture and like your mentality going into every game when you have a guy behind center that can just like...
Make plays?
Yeah.
Can run a little? And pass the ball at receivers? Like where the ball's supposed to be? I mean, fucking crazy.
Who passed on them? The Browns again, of course. There's a few franchises that probably need quarterbacks and... Going back, they'd probably take Deshaun again.
And as a firm believer that our general manager is a complete and total buffoon, credit to Rick Smith for this. You know what? Fuck that. Credit to whoever's idea this was to move up, to trade up, to get him at 12. Because I don't want to credit Rick Smith because I think he's an idiot. I don't know that it was his idea. But he did have to go along with it and sign off on it. So I'll give him that. And I also don't want to give... People are like turning around on Bill O'Brien now like... All right, no, Bill's doing... No, fuck that. The credit goes to Deshaun Watson. Nobody else.
Hey, man. Bill,
that's it.
Bill's been going 9-7 without a quarterback for years now.
I'm still not in on Bill O'Brien, though. So I just want to say this is a Deshaun Watson credit. No one else gets credit for this shit. That's it. Unbelievable.
Tommy looks good holding that clipboard.
I'm happy for you, Billy.
Thank you. Tommy got out there.
You got some reps.
Savage actually got in the game. That's how badly we pounded these dudes. Mariota went down. That's not good for the Titans.
Mm-mm. Hampshire.
We're probably going to win. Jags lost somehow.
To the Jets in overtime. I thought that was going to be a tie. I was excited.
By some miracle of God, we're going to win this division again. It's just the worst fucking division in any sport.
Oh, yeah. Not a good division.
The Colts
lost last night, right?
The Colts lose every night.
I didn't stay up for that.
Even if the Colts don't play, they lose.
The Colts are garbage.
When the Colts win, they lose.
To think about, NC State now has, like, I think, four starting quarterbacks in the NFL. You got Jacoby Brissett as the Colts. You have Glennon with the Bears. You have Russell Wilson. And who's the fourth? There's somebody else.
So far, you've named one that's desirable.
You don't want Jacoby?
Dude, he looked – all right, at one point – I watched this almost this entire game. At one point, the two commentators in the box are, like, talking up Jacoby and talking about how he's, like, Bill Parcells is his mentor and talking about how when you've got Parcells and Belichick as your mentors, like, how good it – he threw a pick six in the middle of that conversation. Then he fumbled, like, three more times as the game went on. And, look, I understand that his team is shit, and it's very hard to judge somebody, but – With when you're working with what the Colts are working with, and your running back is like 37 years old and Frank Gore, but man, he did not look like the dude out there at all, at any point.
He's been with the Colts for about a cup of coffee.
I'm just saying that was not a very promising performance. Not a lot of good to take away from being a Colts fan right now.
No, they're 0-4, right?
I think.
They're worst team in football.
The most depressing thing is they keep giving you these shots of Andrew Luck on the sideline, just fucking standing there and
what's his deal?
In street clothes with a clipboard, like.
So it's his shoulder, or he doesn't want to play for the Colts? What is it?
I'm starting to think his career might just be over.
The Colts are 1-3, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, they're done. Hey, the Bears are going to start Mitch Trubisky next week. That just came out.
He loves to kiss titties.
He is Mitch kissing titties Trubisky. Which, good for them. Hey, gotta do something.
He looked really sharp in the preseason.
Yeah, that doesn't mean dick.
It kind of does.
Watson looked like ass in the preseason.
Okay, you can't do that. That doesn't work.
I'm doing it right now.
You can't pull out one random example.
Yeah. Boom. My Eagles went 3-1, now leading the NFC East. It's weird. Weird having such success in football. That like both my college and pro team are
you're
kicking ass.
You're high on the hog right now.
Something's going to go wrong soon.
High on the hog. That's a great saying.
I don't know what it means.
No one knows what it is. It is fantastic. That's what's great about it.
It is fantastic.
High on the hog.
They beat the Chargers in L.A. And apparently, according to Micah, the crowd in L.A. was 80% Eagles fans.
Hey, well, Micah. Okay. At one point, the defense was calling for crowd noise on the road, and they got it. And they got enough of it for it to have an impact on LA's offense.
Yeah, Phillip Rivers had like a bitch fit on the sideline.
He always has a bitch fit. They're the Chargers.
Is it possible they pull the plug on this whole move to LA thing?
They just go back?
Like, you know what? We're just going to go back
to San Diego. Yeah,
we still have the stadium is still up. We're just going to go use it again.
They also had to tarp off much of the upper deck of the MLS stadium that they play in because they couldn't sell enough tickets.
27,000.
They tarped it off?
Yeah, they tarped off a lot of the end zone upper deck.
Is that to make it look like it's like under construction or
so
something?
So that there's not just a ton of empty seats. But they've already talked about the fact that like, oh no, that like the ownership knows this is a long play. Like they're not worried about what it looks like this year. It's still a terrible look.
No, it's not a long play. They're going back.
Well, it's not a sports town. It's just not. Fans there, like they support the Lakers, but that's it. Like,
dude, it's one of the biggest cities in the country.
Like the Raiders have been in and out of.
You need
of
to
LA.
Be able to fucking fill the stadium.
Yeah, no, this was a headline last week. The NFL is talking about moving the Chargers back to San Diego.
You can't go back. You can't go back.
Hey, move to Austin. We'll take you.
Go to San Diego, or at least San Antonio.
We can get
somewhere.
At least 10,000 people there.
Yeah,
surely. Put them out where that fucking F1 track is. Tear that bitch down. Turn it into a football stadium and let's go.
I told you, LA is just a bad sports town. They don't care. It's like Miami.
So, yeah, similar vibes.
Yeah, there's just other things to do.
They care more about other shit, like being their titties done and their lips.
Looking good.
Doing cocaine and stuff.
They do cocaines.
They do cocaine and get lip injections.
They're club people.
Yeah.
You don't want to like... put a sports team next to
they're like sunglasses people. Inside people
vibes yeah. With the NBA does not vibe with the NFL.
Sure.
Monday Night Football, Chiefs at Redskins.
This will be a good little game.
The line provided by mybookie.ag is Chiefs -7.
Hmm.
It on paper is a fun matchup for Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my gut tells me that the Chiefs are gonna make it not fun, but I could be wrong. I've been wrong many times before.
I mean, Redskins coming off that big win against Oakland, right?
Wait,
yeah, but Oakland looks like shit.
This is in Washington?
No.
Well, then what, Micah?
Is it in Washington?
If they're okay. I was gonna say there's no way Washington is a 7-point home underdog.
You know what they say, Ross?
What do they say, Dan?
It's hard to win in Arrowhead.
They do say that.
My Chiefs,
it's quite loud.
My Chiefs fan friends in Kansas City are very excited because ESPN will be broadcasting live from the tailgate tonight. It's the first time they've ever done this.
Why would they? Why?
They're hanging out in the parking lot.
Great. So Randy
Chiefs
Moss
fans
is hanging out,
grill hamburgers.
Cool.
Good for the Chiefs fans.
It's a big point of civic pride in Kansas City.
Just
the
fat
tailgate.
White guys eating food.
Lots of trashy white people grilling.
Tight.
Man, I feel good.
Probably have some pretty good barbecue in that parking lot, if I'm being honest. It's in KC.
I
never knew this about Kansas City until like a few years ago, that they're a big barbecue town.
Oh yeah, big time.
One of the four barbecue destinations.
Thought that was our thing.
Different regions are known for different.
They do sweeter barbecue.
No, Texas barbecue is more cow based.
It's brisket. Texas is known for their brisket.
What is Kansas City known for?
It's like pork ribs and.
No, I think that's Memphis.
Kansas City is someone who went to the University of Missouri and is quite a barbecue expert, I'd say. Kansas City is known for doing all sorts of things. They have a wider selection. Here's
burnt
a hot take.
Ends.
Their barbecue just isn't that good. It's not as good as Texas barbecue. It will never be. Kansas City. They put a lot of sauce. They're really into their sauce, which if you're really into your sauce, that means your meat isn't any
that
good.
That means you're really into masking the flavor of your meat.
So, that's right. But Memphis is dry.
Memphis is dry rubs and ribs.
Okay.
The Carolinas are like
Carolina's chopped pork.
Carolinas are chopped pork or whole hog pork.
Yeah.
Kansas City does a lot of things because it was on the big American cattle. A lot of the cattle drives ended in Kansas City. So they do have a lot of beef there, but they also do chicken and pork and all sorts of other things. They have mutton and lamb you can find there.
What?
It's weird.
Never been a big mutton guy.
I don't even know what mutton is.
No one does.
I prefer Gates over Arthur Bryant's if we're talking about the most famous places, but it's not that great.
I love your take. I respect it.
All in all.
Hot take, Micah.
All in on Texas Q.
Coming hot.
Please come at Micah on Twitter, at producer Micah, if you're upset about his barbecue takes. Do not come at me or Dylan or Dan.
Yeah, we will ignore you.
Thank you. Hey, if you're watching tonight's game, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, all the college games this weekend, Sunday, Monday, we're in the prime part of the year now where baseball playoffs are getting started. The NFL is rolling. We're weeks away from the NBA.
This is my favorite month for sports, and I know I speak for a lot of people when I say that. Everything goes on right now.
It's chaos, and it's a beautiful chaos, and it's the best time to be a sports bettor. And that's why we're giving you the discount code that we're giving you for mybookie.ag. You can go to mybookie.ag, place all your bets for every game there, through every sport, even sports you never heard of. They got them on there. And if you use the code BACKDOOR when you sign up and deposit, you can get up to 100% deposit bonus. Industry standard restrictions apply. So check those out. But, if you need a place to bet, if you're looking for a place to get a little action on the games and make them more interesting, this is where you can do it, mybookie.ag. Also, of note, what's nice about sports betting is that you can emotionally hedge, right? So, like, great example, last week, Texans play the Pats. We're plus 13.5, I believe. Now, I know we're probably not going to win that game, but I'm fairly fucking confident that we can cover 13.5 points. So if I throw $100 down and we still lose, but we only lost by what, one? Two, three,
yeah.
Something like that.
You don't feel as bad.
You don't feel as bad. You feel because you won some money. Your team lost, but you are a winner.
Or even better, you fade your own team.
I've done that before. I won't lie.
Solely so you can feel good no matter what.
People call that a win-win situation sometimes.
You win cash or your
team wins. And you know what, Dan? I'd say that's my preferred method of emotional hedging is to bet against your team and then just root for the team. Root for your team.
And that way if your team loses, you're like, you know what? I got a little change in my pocket. Let's go on to the next one.
Fuck it.
Life's not so bad.
Mybookie.ag. Use the code BACKDOOR to activate that bonus. Throw some money down. Have some fun with us this week. Bet on some of these games. All right. Let's get into baseball. Let's get into Dan's baseball minute.
Oh, yeah?
I'm starting the clock. Please give us your minute.
Well, Are you guys aware of who's in the playoffs?
Can I run through who's in the playoffs? I'm excited. AL wild card starts Tuesday night, Twins at Yankees. Okay, and then the NL wild card on Wednesday night, Rockies D-backs. Can we just talk about how insane these wild card games are?
And the playing games?
They're insanely stressful.
One game. Yeah,
it's one swing of the bat ruins or makes your season. I'm so glad the Astros are not a wild card team this year.
Is it still better than when they only had four teams make the playoffs in each division or league?
Is it better this way?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. Those games are insane.
That one game playoff?
Yeah.
If you lose that one game playoff, though, do you technically say you made the playoffs? Do you count that?
No.
Because I think teams do.
You didn't make the playoffs if you lose the wild card game, yeah. Man. If you win the wild card game, you're in. But
of course.
That's how it works. Again, Twins at Yankees on Tuesday night. Rockies D-backs Wednesday night. The ALDS, both those series start Thursday. Red Sox, Astros. Is it like 3 p.m.? The fuck is that, man? Why is game in the middle of the day? What am I supposed to do here? I got like a meeting, a podcast recording. How am I supposed to watch this fucking game?
That's always what happens. That's playoff baseball.
This is bullshit.
So you can watch during work.
I can't watch. I have to be sitting here with a microphone in front of my face, focused on talking about like Game of Thrones or some shit. How the fuck am I supposed to watch this game?
I remember a few years ago
in the
office.
It's this podcast that we'll be recording.
A few years ago, we were watching the Rangers-Blue Jays game live, and we saw Batista do the bat flip.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a fun day.
That was sick.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this. For Thursday, you two fuckers better come ready to run the show, because I'm going to be watching my phone the entire time.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Just watching the shows.
I hope you can make it.
We'll get through it.
Okay.
Who do you like at the end of the day? Or just out of each league? Who's playing the World Series?
I don't know, man. Like, I would have said Dodgers a month and a half ago, but they suck now. Not hot.
They suck again.
Let's go with this could be the year of rematches. Let's go Cleveland Cubs.
I'm going to say Astros upset the Indians.
I get worried that the Indians were so hot to close out the year that it's just too hot and there's no
they were too early.
Like their
candle burned
the wrong
out
time.
Long before their playoff run.
You know what I'm saying? You
don't want to be too hot. You want to be heating up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on fire. You want to be heating up. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm an Astros guy, so I'm extremely biased. I am scared of playing the Indians. I'll say that.
As you should be. They are for real.
Yeah. And in the NL, I don't know, man. I don't even know who I like. I guess the Cubs. I would like to see the Cubs go to the World Series again. It's fun.
I still associate the Astros with being in the National League. Like, I was thinking, like, oh, the...
Oh, yeah.
I'm tough. Still getting used to
it's
that.
It's only been a few
years. That was weird, though, when, like, the NL Central had, like, 100 teams and then the AL West had four.
Yeah, there were 100 teams there in the
it was just a lot of teams.
NL Central for a while.
There was like seven. There was like seven NL Central teams.
Granted, I do not believe the Astros will go down or lose a single playoff game. But if they do, I'm a Cubbers guy as my backup team.
I have a new favorite player.
Whom?
Kyle Schwarber.
Schwarber?
For the Cubs. His walk-up song, first of all, we saw him go deep.
Very likable guy.
He went deep. His walk-up song, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Thuggish Ruggish Bone. The guy just mashes. He's got a disgusting goatee. He's just a scummy
cool sports
baseball
name.
Guy.
Cool
love
sports
it.
Name.
Kyle Schwarber. He's my guy.
If your walk-up music is Thuggish Ruggish Bone, you're going to be one of my favorite players.
Which I've been on record saying is a top five rap song of all time.
Ever.
Yeah.
Interesting take. I respect it.
You don't agree with it, but you respect it.
I don't disagree with it either.
Okay, great.
I just like it.
It's great.
Also, shouts to my Phillies for finishing the year strong and not being the last team in baseball.
Good for them.
That award, I believe, goes to the Giants.
Good for the Phillies.
And also the Tigers. The Tigers finished 64-98. Holy shit. They did not. Yeah. Tigers and Giants, worst teams in baseball.
NLDS starts Friday. Nationals versus Cubs. Dodgers versus either Rockies or D-backs, whoever wins that wild card game. I mean, this is, we already said it, but this is it. This is the thick of the fucking sports year right here.
I mean, we have, in like a few weeks, we're having Celtics-Cavs game opener.
I'm not ready for basketball to start.
I'm so ready for all this.
I'm excited to see Kyrie go back. Or is it in Boston or whatever. I'm excited to see Kyrie versus LeBron.
Yeah. Everybody is.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting. What is crazy for me right now is I have never been in a position where all three of my teams were not shit. And none of my teams are shit right now. And I don't know what to do. I feel like bad stuff is coming my way. You know what I mean?
Don't think like
As
that.
As a guy
man.
Who's seen his share of sports misery, this isn't good.
Bad stuff coming your way in other aspects of life or in the sports world?
In the sports world.
Okay. Well, that's, I can.
I almost want to just bench Watson for the rest of the year. Let other teams fight it out. We're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Do you want to save him?
And, you know, just put him in like a fucking bubble.
You got high again before our podcast.
No, I just don't want him to get hurt, man. Every time he gets hit, I feel like a lot of my happiness in the future of my life as a whole is riding on Deshaun Watson right now. And that's
a lot of
pressure.
You
hear that, Deshaun?
If he goes down,
my boy's happiness is dependent on
him. I'm worried about what will happen to the city of Houston.
I know what you're talking about. Like, me and Carson Wentz, I feel like he's my child. Like, if anything were to happen to Carson Wentz, it would devastate
me. I would cry, legitimately cry, if Watson got hurt right now. Like, if he blew out his ACL next week, I would fucking cry.
Damn.
And I probably wouldn't even come to work.
For a few weeks. Yeah, I get it.
It'd be like the equivalent of like losing a dog to me.
No, a child.
Jesus.
Not a child, man. That's like your whole life.
We're talking
ruined.
About an injury here. He's going to be
he's not dead.
I don't know, man.
Like that Teddy Bridgewater injury.
See? That's what I'm talking about. That kind of shit happens.
And I don't know any type of time table.
Minnesota just lost Dalvin Cook again. Or not again, but now they lost him too.
Dude, is Bridgewater ever going to play again?
I don't know.
Is Luck ever going to play
again? I just remember last year during training camp when he broke his leg or whatever, and people were just like crying at training camp.
People were throwing up in the corner and shit.
Yeah.
Gnarly.
God.
And that was also non-contact, I want to say.
I think so, yeah.
He just like dropped back and snapped. His leg was like, nope.
That makes me.
Sports, as much fun as they are, can be a brutal motherfucker.
Speaking of, the hit on Thursday night.
Holy God.
The Broncos game. That shit is going to ruin the game for everybody.
What is that Bears?
Trevathan, I think the guy's name is Trevathan. He hit Devontae Adams.
He got suspended for two games.
I'm surprised they let him finish the game after watching the replay.
One of the takes I saw on Twitter, and I can't remember who threw it out there, but I'm not trying to take credit for it. Danny Trevathan is the dude's name. He hit Devontae Adams, hospitalized him. We all saw the hit. It was dirty as hell.
Disgusting.
It was the dirtiest hit I've seen in a couple years.
Gonna ruin the fucking game.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was pretty fucked. Dude, he was being held by two guys. Dude lowered his crown of his helmet all the way and just went straight into his head.
I've seen a lot worse in college football the last few weeks, but which is also like it's becoming a problem almost in all football with targeting. Especially in college football where players are getting ejected like left and right.
Okay, the targeting stuff in college football is
dude, we're talking brain injuries here.
All right, but the reason in college football it's tough is because the referees are not as up to snuff as the end. It's a very difficult sport to officiate. So guys are getting ejected pretty frequently when it wasn't actually targeting.
Yeah, they're like lowering the shoulder and the heads, and it doesn't look too bad.
Well, before an ejection, they have to like go to the tape and look at it. It's like, oh, that's targeting, you're done. They have to review it, I'm pretty sure.
They do. Every targeting diligence. But they're throwing out way too many people.
I don't know why Trevathan was allowed to stay. Is it not
the
NFL?
So the take that I saw on Twitter was that the fucking referee that did not toss him, like whoever the head of that officiating crew was, should be suspended two games as well.
I don't disagree with
that
at all.
How the fuck did that guy not get tossed out of that game?
That was so ugly, and I felt like gross about it.
Well, I'm just glad Adams is okay, because I thought he was... I was like, dude, that guy just...
This shit about CTE, like, they pretty much all get CTE now if you play professional football.
Like, Devontae Adams has CTE.
Yeah, right now he certainly does.
That was it.
Well, they all do.
Maybe they all do.
Now more so.
I'm not, like, a CTE scientist. I don't know shit about CTE. I know that getting hit in the head is a bad thing.
Are you... We'll put this out there since it's always, like, a common question. Do you think, like, the game of football is going to survive another 50 years?
It's going to change dramatically, I think.
There's so much money in it. It's like, and these guys keep choosing to play. It's not like anybody's putting a gun to your head and making you go out there.
There's a lot of parents, like, I think.
That are like, no, my kid's not playing football.
It's going to have to change. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think
this is just now becoming, like, seeing the light of day. Sure. Like, the whole CTE stuff. It's new.
Or do you put your kid into football knowing there's less competition now and he has a better chance of making it to the league?
I don't think so.
I don't think
I would want my kid to play
football. I like that angle. But no.
Dan, I don't think people think that way.
Dan does.
But my kid's got a better
shot
now.
This is my opportunity. Yeah. This is the window. You better get somebody pregnant because this is the time to shine. No, I don't know, man. I don't like if I had a kid right now and he's entering like, you know, middle school or whatever and wants to play middle school football. I don't think so, dude. I don't think so.
A lot of parents are leaning that way now.
We're finally going to be good at soccer,
man.
It's
going to be like two-hand
in
touch.
Like 20 years.
I mean, my offspring, we got enough to worry about. My kid's going to have chicken legs like I do. Mm-hmm. So it was already a concern, like your leg gets snapped.
Yeah.
Now we got to worry about brain injuries, too. That's the only thing we've got going for us in my gene pool, the brains. We need that
Here's
shit.
Here's a wild idea. I don't know how brain injuries in rugby compare to football. What about we just lose the fucking equipment?
Just take the helmets off.
Yeah, because they use them as weapons. They're not like, I know they're there to protect your skull, but they don't always. I mean, they're weapons also. Like that hit the other night. If he wasn't wearing a helmet, he doesn't make a hit like that. You know what I'm saying?
No one's throwing themselves.
It's all body.
Yeah,
rugby. That's how they tackle.
I don't know the comparison. I'm sure it's been made somewhere. It's an interesting prospect because rugby guys, you don't see anybody lowering their head and going into somebody else's head.
Then your head gets fucked up.
That would be insane.
Good form, clean tackles. But
that being said, I feel like the suggestion to do away with NFL equipment is insane.
Well, they would have to completely change the way the game is played.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying that cannot be. I have seen footage recently of these no pads football leagues on Instagram and shit. Have you seen this?
I've seen the helmets.
It's fucked up. Guys are going. People are still getting laid out. I'll put it that way. And the main concern is you hit your head on the ground a lot.
No, people are wearing these like padded, like really weird. They kind of look like supervillains in like superhero movies. Where they're just wearing these giant brain padded helmets with no pads, and
Magneto helmets.
Yeah,
except
they're doing that for a lot of like camps.
Remember
when
Wes Welker had to wear that huge helmet?
Yeah,
that shit was hilarious.
Except now I think Wes Welker doesn't even remember his own name every time he wakes up.
It's like an NBA Jam. You hit that. There's like a code to like make it like blow make your head real big.
Yes,
that's what he looked like.
Well, enough about CTE. We've got a hotline. The Backdoor Cover hotline number is 800-392-6344. During every Thursday episode of this podcast, we'll play the best calls and respond to them. Give us a call, 800-392-6344. Say your name, where you're from, the area you're from, and we will play those calls on Thursday. Shouts to the city of Chicago for hosting you and not killing you.
And shouts to my bookie for getting us tickets to the game.
Those were fucking good tickets.
They were great tickets.
Wow. Yeah, I was impressed
by that.
Right behind
the visiting dugout, we killed it.
Yeah, big shout out to David from ESPN 1000 Chicago. Great fucking guy.
Good guy.
And we used all the pizza bucks he gave us, too, so it was lit.
Quintessential sales guy.
What do you mean you used the pizza bucks?
He delivered us the tickets, and he also delivered us $125 in gift cards to Lou Malnati's Pizza.
We use every cent.
And your boys feasted.
Okay.
We feasted.
You
Mike
feasted.
Is not lying. We
you
did.
Fed. That's good. It's good. Important to feed.
Yeah.
Shout out to Deshaun Watson. Please, please stay healthy. I will pray for you before my own family every night now because we need this.
Shout
a
out
city.
To Las Vegas.
Shout out to Vegas.
Yeah, people affected. Shout out to the victims in Vegas and their families.
Stay up. Fuck. Stay strong.
Shout out to the Pirate holding it down in.
Yeah. Our favorite
Washington
pirate,
State,
Mike
Leach. It's going to be rough, though, for them. They started their first five games at home. They have, I think, five of their last seven on the road.
Oh.
So I don't think Wazoo
is
going to come out
unscathed. Why would they stack their schedule that way?
I don't know.
That doesn't seem
doesn't
fortuitous
seem
at
fair,
all.
No.
Shout out to manoutfitters.com that supports this podcast, lets us do our thing. Go to manoutfitters.com, check out all the great shit we've got on there. Use the code BACKDOOR, 10% off your whole order. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast. Follow me on all social media at WR Bowl and follow Dan.
At Dan Regester on Instagram and Snapchat and Dan _ Regester on Twitter.
For the love of God, get rid of the underscore. Dylan, where can people follow you?
Get at me on Instagram and Twitter at DShivery. Also, another shout out. We went to Chicago on a touching base excursion.
Yes. What is touching base?
Touching base is the other podcast I do with Will and Dave. It's a PGP branded.
Do you make jokes?
We do. But here's what I'm getting at. We went there to meet those people, but I ran into a lot of Backdoor Cover listeners as well.
Is that so?
I was getting stopped left and right, and people told me how much they love the cast. They said, "Where's WR Bowling?"
They like sports.
They said nothing about Dan, but they mentioned you.
They like sports.
And so shouts to those fine people. Thank you for saying hello.
Yeah. Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I told them to use Backdoor when they check out at Man Outfitters to give us some love, and they said okay.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
If, yeah. All right, we'll be back Thursday to talk about this weekend's upcoming slate of games, make some picks.
We'll just be better.
We will be better
than
ever. I think that's something we can promise and guarantee right now, that we'll be better on Thursday than we've ever been before.
I'm not going to be on vacation. I'm not going to be drunk.
You know what? I feel good about today's episode.
I feel good about today, too. I'm just saying I think Thursday is going to be the best thing we've ever done ever.
Yeah.
Y'all probably didn't expect much out of me. I just got off the plane.
I'm very surprised by your awareness today.
Well, thank you.
I'm very happy with how not shitty you look.
I had a cup of coffee, and I really turned a corner.
And Micah looks like he's in the zone producing today. Oh. So, shouts to Micah.
Micah's in the zone all fucking weekend.
Micah's wearing a Denver Broncos shirt. I'm not sure what that's about. I do know what that's about. Forget it from our good friend.
Micah, on Sunday morning, Micah was working the room at the bar. Like, we were eating pizza, watching the boys, and we were drinking a few beers. The guy was in the fucking zone. I've never seen anything like
it. I've seen Micah in his social element before, and it's impressive. It's a sight to behold.
People like five tables over, like, who is this fucking guy?
Yeah. Dude, it's...
Micah.
It's similar to the first time you see Micah in one of our videos. Where you're like, wow, I did not expect that.
He just blows you away, steals the video.
I had people, the touchers that we were meeting, that's who we call the touching base listeners. They were like, so he's actually just like this all the time? I was like, oh, yeah, that's
Micah.
Yeah,
this is legitimately his personality.
That's him.
It Micah. Yeah.
So big shout out to Micah.
Shout out to producer Micah. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Hit us up on Twitter if you got anything before then.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. We love you.